Today's Mr. Media Interviews podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Why Audible? Because I use it myself. Let me give you an example. Lots of people probably bought the hardcover edition of Bruce Springsteen's new memoir, Born to Run. That's great. Keep reading alive. But wouldn't that book be even more fun if Bruce read it to you himself? Give a listen to Born to Run as read by the author.
Walls and ceiling. Then I drift to sleep. Tucked inside the greatest and saddest sanctuary I have ever known, my grandparents' house. I live here with my sister, Virginia, 1 year younger, my parents, Adele and Douglas Springsteen, my grandparents, Fred and Alice, and my dog, Saddle. We live literally in the bosom of the Catholic Church, with the priest's rectory, the nuns' convent, the St. Rose of Lima Church and Grammar School, all just a football's toss away across the field of wild grass. Though he towers above us, here God is surrounded by man. Crazy men, to be exact.
It's pretty spectacular, right? Especially when you get to the E Street Band's origin story, as told to you by Bruce himself. That's you and Bruce alone in your head for 18 hours and 16 minutes. I've been to some long Bruce shows in my life, but nothing that lasted almost a full day. Now, right now, as a listener of Mr. Media Interviews, you can get a free audiobook download, and maybe you'll choose Bruce Springsteen's memoir, Born to Run, and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/mrmedia. That's Mr. Media. Let me repeat it. audibletrial.com/mrmedia. And look, when you finish Born to Run, you'll find more than 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hi, this is Rich Scheidner. And if you've ever wondered what it was like to be a stand-up comedian in the 1980s, I'm going to do you a big favor. Instead of billions of dollars for a time machine, you can just spend $24.95 and buy my new book, Kicking Through the Ashes, My Life as a Stand-Up in the 1980s Comedy Boom. It will save you money and give you thrills. It will take you there. Go to my website, richscheidner.com. Go to amazon.com and buy this book.
Hi, this is Hicks, and you're watching Mr. Media.
I'm Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You can see, hear, and read more than 1,000 of my previous celebrity interviews at mrmedia.com. That's mrmedia.com. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, iTunes, Apple News, Google Play, or Stitcher, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. On today's show, I'll welcome back country singer Hicks, Sweden's answer to Garth Brooks. I don't know. I made that up. I don't know if he'll agree.
It works.
All right. He'll perform two songs today, 99 Guns and Kiss You Like I Mean It. Hicks also has a new single, Stomp a Little Louder, featuring American country legend Steve Wariner. Stick around. The first time Swedish country music singer and guitarist Hicks was my guest on Mr. Media, I remember being surprised at how country he really sounded. I thought, you know, going into the interview, that I would have to make allowances for a Scandinavian trying to sound like a genuine Tennessee backwoodsman. You know, pickup trucks and gun racks, hound dogs and hooch, Confederate flags and, the Dukes of Hazzard. But that was kind of stupid on my part. There is nothing inauthentic about Hicks and his devotion to country music. And you can hear it for yourself by downloading his new single, Stomp a Little Louder, featuring American country legend Steve Wariner. And you'll hear it live right here as he performs two original songs, 99 Guns and Kiss You Like I Mean It. If you missed Hicks' first performance on Mr. Media, in which he performed Mama's Kitchen and You Belong to Me, you can still watch it in the archives to learn how a kid from Sweden, wound up in the midst of all this fiddle and banjo stuff. And if you like lively country flared with a little bit of rock and roll, you're going to really enjoy today's show. Hicks, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Thank you so much for having me.
So good to hear you. So good to see you. I got to ask, how's Mama?
Well, she's well. She's well. She's just, she's so proud about everything that's happened. And every time she hears the song on the radio, she calls me and said, they played my song on the radio today. So she's really proud.
I'm really glad to hear that. And speaking of women in your life, I understand that since we last saw each other, you're a newlywed.
Yeah, well, a year.
Hey.
A year ago. But yeah, it's been a while. So, yeah, last year we got ourselves hitched, and that's really cool.
Hi, listen, I guess it's different in different places, but, you know, depending on how you treat each other, honeymoon can last for years, I hear.
Yeah, and I think we're still on ours, and we're actually going next week. Are we going to Spain for...
Wow.
Yeah. And a little me and you time.
You and me or you and her?
No, me and my wife.
Damn, I get left out of all this stuff. And her name is Ulrika.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And how did you guys meet?
Well, we worked together. I think we got to know each other some 15 years ago, and we worked together at the same gym. Hmm. And we became friends, and but 8 years ago, we stopped being friends and just realized, hey.
You know? Oh, so you've been together a while.
Yeah, we've been together a while, and it's just getting better all the time, you know.
Okay, well, if it's been that long, I got to ask, whose family was putting on the pressure to say, hey, come on, you got to get married? When are you getting married?
Well, nobody, actually. It was just – and the fun thing is we sat in a car and we talked about it, and we were just like, yeah, of course we're going to get married. Yeah. So there wasn't this big proposal or anything. It was just like – yeah, let's do it, you know?
And I apologize, because I'm sure the last thing you thought I was going to start with was talking to you about marriage.
Well, but, I don't mind. It's a good thing, so I don't mind.
Did music play any part in winning her heart?
No.
I'm sorry.
No. I hope not. I mean, I hope she likes me for who I am and not for what I do. And I wasn't an artist when we met. I was happy being a songwriter for other artists. Mm-hmm. And I just started out, I think it's been 4 years now since this crazy roller coaster ride started. Because I used to be an artist, and I toured all over Europe and done it. And I was pretty content, you know. I was, yeah. I played for thousands of people, and then I started writing, leaning more and more into songwriting, and started to write with and work with great artists and guys I grew up listening to. I've been so fortunate and so lucky to been writing songs for my heroes. And then I went to Nashville, and there was a producer and a manager who told me that you should go for it, man. You have a sound there. And he heard Mama's Kitchen, my first single, and some other songs. And that's a trademark sound. Go for it. I promise you, it'll work. So I went back to Sweden and recorded for real and made a video, put it up on YouTube, and woo! You know, it took off. It took off. So I'm a happy camper in that regard. So, no, I don't think it was the music. Hmm.
And has
even though I have written some songs to her, you know.
That's where I was going with this. So, what's it like, you know, writing a song for the, you know, this woman in your life? Different?
It's cool. Yeah. It's cool, you know. Yeah, that you can not only express it in our daily life, I can also write a song about it, and then all of a sudden it's on radio, it's on television, it's global. It's just like, wow. Now everybody knows how I feel. So that's cool.
And do you always tell her that the song is about her, or do you wait and see if she figures it out?
She usually figures it out. You know, it's I can tell. I know. She just.
All right. Another thing that's new in your life is this new single, Stomp a Little Louder.
Yeah.
With the features of Steve Wariner. Tell us how the song came about. How did you and Wariner get involved?
We met in London 2014 at the British CMA. We both played that venue, and I was nominated for Best European Act of the Year. I won it the year before, so I got a new nomination that year. And I played just before him, and he stood in a wing watching my show. And when I walked off stage, he walked up to me and just said, "Man, that was great." And he gave me his card and said, "Whenever you're in Nashville, call me. Let's write." I went back to Sweden, packed my bags, and called him. I mean, that's still. When you get a chance like that, an invitation like that, you just got to take it. I mean.
So, Steve Wariner has a card? What does it say on it, for God's sakes?
Well, it's actually his wife's card.
Ah, okay.
Because she is, or she used to be his manager. He's with a big, much bigger management now, but she still do a lot of the administration work for him and such. And so when I called her, I mean, he answered because he saw, oh, it's from Sweden. So yeah. So it's cool.
He doesn't have a card that says Steve Warren or country music legend.
Maybe he has, but
it's call me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. I was just checking. It's a very now, unfortunately, people are going to have to go. Well, not unfortunately, people are going to have to go and download it on iTunes or watch the music video on your YouTube channel. Sure. But tell me a little about the song. It's a very bouncy. You want to dance to it, I think.
Well, that's the purpose of the song, and we had a title, "Stomp a Little Louder." And we talk about what "stomp a little louder." What does it mean? Because it can mean so much. But to us, it means that whatever you want out of life, go out and get it. Stomp a little louder. Work a little harder. Think a little smarter, and you're gonna get it. So it's about following your dream and stay true to who you are, you know. And so. We were playing around with that, and then Steve started to play this amazing riff. And it was just like, whoa, there it is. And from there, the song kind of wrote itself. I mean, he's an amazing guitar player. I don't dare to pick up a guitar when he's in the room. He's just like, no, you play.
Really?
You know. So that was... It was a lot of fun, and it was was effortless writing, you know. The song kind of wrote itself, or the song we wrote. One of the songs I'm going to play tonight is also a song I co-wrote with him. And that's the cool thing, because he's just one of the nicest guys in the music industry. There's no ego, there's no attitude, nothing. He's just so down to earth, and we laugh all the time, and boom, oh, the song's done. Cool. How did that happen? I don't know, but it's done. So,
now,
of the best writing experience ever.
Now, so you wrote the song together. Does he perform on the song? I wasn't clear about that.
Yeah, he plays the guitars on the song because I love the track. I got to play on it. Please do. And the cool thing is that his son Ryan plays the slide guitar as well. So I got both Steve and Ryan playing on a track, and that's just amazing.
That's very cool. And will he release his own version of the song?
I don't think so. He just released a new album called All Over the Map, and it's a little instrumental, and there are some songs with vocals as well. So, no, I don't know. Maybe he does. I don't know. Yeah. I hope he does.
I was going to say, it'd be cool, and it'd be good for your wallet, right, to have Steve Warner?
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind at all. it would be cool to hear his version of it, how he thinks it should sound, because he's a great producer as well.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm sure people are very eager to hear you play. The first song you're going to do for us is 99 Guns, and I didn't know until just before we started recording. This is actually a political song. First time you've done anything political.
Yeah, it is, and it's not pro anything, and it's not against anything. I'm not that kind of guy, you know, who's that way is better or you shouldn't do that, or it's not my thing to tell other people what they should do. But I like to ask questions. And this song asks a lot of questions, and it's about how religious fundamentalists give themselves the right to kill people in the name of whatever. If it's God, Allah, or a bicycle, or a flower, you say, yeah, the flower told me to kill you because you don't believe the way I do. And I mean, come on. There is no God in this universe that tells you to go out and kill somebody in his name. I don't believe that. I believe that if there is such a God, then it has horns, you know. And I don't think we have the right, because every religious fundamentalist, it doesn't matter what religion they belong to, they all say, on Judgment Day, my God will take care of you because you don't believe the way I believe. And the way I believe is the only way to believe. And so they always, they say that on Judgment Day, my God, oh, you're going to pay. Okay, so why do you go out and kill in the name of your God, if your God's going to take care of it? Mm-hmm. Let your God take care of it and just relax. Have a beer, and your God will take care of that in the end on Judgment Day. You don't have to kill anybody. So that is what the song is about. To just ask questions that are, I don't say you shouldn't have guns, but how many do you need? Is it 99 guns you need to be safe, to be warm and feel good and say, yeah, I got a lot of guns. So then maybe everybody should have 99 guns. I don't know. I just ask questions.
All right. Well, folks, I want to have you prepare yourself for the musical stylings of our good friend Hicks. And the song is 99 Guns.
Yeah. Who's in your corner? Who's got your back? Who's gonna hold you when everything's black? Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna care? Who's gonna stay here when no one else dares? 99 guns shot all at once, killing your fear, killing what you had become. 99 guns shot all at once, keeping you safe, keeping you tucked in and warm. 99 guns. Who's gonna feed you? Who's gonna see? Who's gonna heal you when your broken heart bleeds? 99 guns shot all at once, keeping you safe, keeping you tucked in and warm. 99 guns shot all at once, killing your fear, killing what you have become. 99 guns, your book of salvation, won't set you free. And the torch that you carry could be your worst enemy. One more false messiah spewing out lies, messing up heads and fucking up lives. Who speaks in comfort? Who doesn't judge? Who gives forgiveness when your number is up? Is it 99 guns shot all at once, killing your fear, killing what you have become? 99 guns shot all at once, keeping you safe, keeping you tucked in and warm. 99 guns. 99 guns. 99 guns. There you go.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was beautiful. It was, wow, something a little different than I was expecting.
Yeah, and I like to do things a little bit different, you know. I'm from Sweden, so.
Well, it,
already there you have different, you know. I don't mind the Nashville sound. I love it, but I record in Nashville. I use Nashville players, but I also use Swedish players, and we always mix and produce it here in Stockholm, so I keep it different. I don't want to sound like everybody else. I don't want to look like everybody else. I want to be me.
Of course. You made an interesting point. I was going to ask you to point out where you are coming from. You are not, you're not in Nashville. Through the wonder of the internet, are you in Stockholm? You're just outside of Stockholm.
I am in Stockholm right now. Yeah, I'm home in Stockholm. I'm in my kitchen here. So,
very nice. Where's your wife? Do we not get to meet her?
Oh, she's in bed.
Ah.
It's kind of late. Yeah, you know, it's 10:30.
Oh, okay. All right.
At night. So.
All right. Well, we'll let it go this time. But next time.
Next time
we want to meet. We want to meet Mrs. Hicks.
Oh yeah.
All right. Are you? The last time we spoke, I think you were still. You were kind of pursuing your musical career, and you were still kind of working a bit of a day job. Has that mix changed, or are you still kind of doing a
little
more?
I still do that to make ends meet, and it feels good. I have a job that I like. I work with health and fitness, and I love that. So, I mean, it's good for me.
Mm-hmm. The video, let's come back to Stomp a Little Louder. The video is in a health club. Is that the club where you work?
No, that video was shot in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, because I wanted something different, and not a mainstream gym. Because this is a real hardcore gym where, as you can see in the video, there are pretty big guys there training. They are competing at the top level in the United States, and I work with. The company Gasp Better Bodies, who do fitness clothing. So I use their clothing both on stage and private because I like them. And they saw that. They saw some of my older videos, and they contacted me and said, wow, we really appreciate that you're using our clothes in your videos. Can we do something together? And it was just like, yeah, we can. And they opened in where we recorded the video.
I see.
So we decided to collaborate on that one. So that was really cool.
The men and the women are very strong looking. I didn't see anybody in there I wanted to challenge to a fight.
No. They're fit, and it's cool. And I mean, I love to train myself and stay healthy and stay fit. So that's a very important message for me to bring, that it doesn't matter what age you are. It's never too late to follow your dream. It's never too late to get in shape. Just got to work at it.
How often do you work out? Because we see you in that video, and you look like you must be in the gym like every day, twice a day.
Four or five times a week.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of the Swedish Hulk Hogan, I thought.
Well, I like to stay in shape, and I like to train hard. I mean, I used to compete in bodybuilding way back, and I stopped, but I still love to train, and I still love to be in shape. I mean, eat healthy food and keep your energy level high and just love it. And I want to spread that to as many people as possible, that If you want to, you can do it. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. It's up to everybody.
And since the last time we saw you, it's been, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, I guess. Has your music changed, do you think? Has it evolved in any way? Or are you still on the path that you were on?
No, I'm still on the path in one way, but there's, you know, I have evolved as a writer and as a person. I mean, that's why I wrote the song like 99 Guns. I mean, when you watch the news and you see all the terrible things that is happening around the world, I mean, this world could be pretty amazing. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. But it could be a freaking paradise if we just let it. But when ego comes in the way, and ego, I mean, when you think that the way I live is the only way to live. And if you don't live the way I live, I have to kill you. And I agree with that. I mean, we are billions of people, so there must be billions of ways to live. And if we just can accept that, well, you like that, I like that, and we don't have to fight about it, it's totally okay. And so, I mean, I just thought I had to say something about that and say that we don't have to do it that way. There are other ways. And also I still do a lot of co-writes, but I also write a lot more on my own, which means that I have to dig deeper. Because when you write with somebody else, there are two guys that digs deep. So you feed off each other's ideas. But now when I sit by myself, I just have to go in there and find it, you know? And that's interesting. It's very interesting.
Well, let's go in a different direction then. Let's go to the second song, which is I have a pretty good feeling this is a little different than 99 Guns. This is Kiss You Like I Mean It. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is also from one of the co-writes I had with Steve Wariner. And same thing here. We started with a title. I think it gets a little easier to write a song when you have the title, because you know where the song is going from the title. And this, I told him about a story. We talk a lot when we write and we laugh a lot. So I just told him that I was on my way out one day and I gave my wife a quick peck on the cheek and was at the door. And when I closed the door, I said, "Hey, what was that?" And I opened the door and went in, and in my head, I just told myself, "I'm going to kiss you like I mean it." And I did. I mean, that one's going to last the whole day. And then I went out and I felt good about myself. Yeah, I kissed you like I meant to. Yeah, that was good. And I told, and we laughed, of course, and then, hey, that's a funny story. And then Steve said, hey, that's a song, Kiss You Like I Mean It. Just write the story. Everything's there. So we wrote a song about that.
All right. Well, folks, again, this is our friend Hicks coming directly to you from Stockholm, and he is going to sing Kiss You Like I Mean It.
Yay! Just great running late, not even time to eat. Grab my boots, I gave you a quick peck on the cheek. I thought, what am I doing? Now who am I fooling? Feelings, some of the good old Marvin Healy. kiss you like I mean it. The world can keep on going crazy, but baby, I'm telling you I'm done. The spinners keep on spinning and winners keep winning, and girl, I've already won. I'm gonna kiss you like I mean it, real slow, it's inner feelings. Some of the good old Marvin Healy, yeah, baby, we'll be steaming. I'm laying down a little loving tonight. All right, we're gonna take our time. I'm gonna hold you till you feel it and kiss you like I mean it. I'm gonna hold you till you feel it. Kiss you like I mean it.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
I don't know. Now, I don't know country, but that sounded like it's got pop song, pop hit all over it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it sounds great for country, but I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, man, somebody's got to put that in front of somebody who, you know, who could sell a million copies of that in the U.S. On the pop side.
I wouldn't mind.
I figured.
You know, I mean, my songs aren't pure country.
No.
I mean, there are elements of pop and rock and blues and soul and, you know, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Like country is today. I mean, most country sound different today.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked about a lot of geographies. We've talked about you're in Stockholm. We've talked about you and Steve Warner recording in Nashville. You being over there. You did your music video in Dallas. I guess I got to ask. I mean, can people see you anywhere? Can people where in what country? Where can people see you in the months to come?
In the months to come, well, they can see me actually on TV in UK. At the beginning of December, I went to London 2 weeks ago and recorded a show called Country Sessions. And then there was an interview, and I played two songs, acoustic. Actually, these two songs
that
I played here, yeah. So I'm going to be there, and then I'm going to go back to my hometown at the end of this month, and I'm going to play at the radio show. It's going to air all over Sweden, and in December I'm going to play a big Christmas show in my hometown, and that's going to be really cool. A really big venue and lots of people, and I'm just so if you're ever in Helsingborg, join in on the fun. And we are working on a UK tour, Scotland, Ireland, and England for next summer. Yeah.
All right. Well,
so what's in the cards? But I mean, there is. We're talking about a radio promotion tour in U.S. as well. So,
yeah, I want to see you here in St. Petersburg. Come on.
Yeah. I would love to come.
Get your people working with my people. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, folks, listen. You can find Hicks' latest single, which is really, really awesome. Stomp a Little Louder, with Ryan Warner and his dad, Steve Warner, you may have heard of, on that. It's available at great online music stores. You know how that works. Or you can order it right here, MrMedia.com. We'll have a link somewhere below the video. You can just click on it, and you can download it immediately. And that'll be, of course, at a great price. Hicks, what is your website? Where do you want to send people for more information?
HicksCountry.com. It's very easy. HicksCountry.com. And there are links to all my social media and stuff. So,
yep.
Yeah.
I know. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter. You're all over the place.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah.
And go, folks, go to his – find him on YouTube, and you can see the – music video we were talking about earlier for Stomp a Little Louder at that Dallas Health and Fitness Club.
There are some tips how to get in shape. We will reveal it all in the video.
And if nothing
so the
else.
The cool thing about the video, not only does Steve play the guitar, I mean, he appears at the end of the video.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was him. Okay.
Yeah, that's Steve Warner. And actually, we shot that in his tour bus because when I was in Dallas – shooting the video, he's coming to Dallas for a show. So, I mean, we were both in town at the same time, and that was just like, what? So cool. He called me and said, you're in town? Yeah, I'm in town. We got to see each other. So I went out to the venue, and we hung out, and that was cool. And I saw his show there. That was amazing.
Oh, very nice. Well, Hicks, it is always a pleasure to find out that you've got new music. You are always welcome here, and thank you, as always,
thank you so much
for being on Mr. Media today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. Cool.
Media is recorded live before a studio audience full of Nashville country music experts who want to know why this show books country singers from everywhere but Music City, USA, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.